This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Government has stepped up sale of small 5 kg LPG cylinders, which is available across the counter at LPG distributorships on showing valid ID proofs. Ministry of Petroleum and Natural Gas has said that about 6.6 lakh bottles, 5 kg LPG cylinders have been sold since March 23rd after government ramped up supplies to meet demand. Unlike the subsidized domestic 14.2 kg cylinders, 5 kg cylinders are priced at market rates and do not require any address proof for procurement from a nearby LPG distributorship. The ministry said there are no reports of shortages at LPG distributor points, with more than 51 lakh domestic cylinders delivered on April 4th and online bookings accounting for 95% of total demand. The Indian-flagged LPG tanker Green Asha successfully crossed the Strait of Hormuz near Iran, marking it another Indian ship to pass through the strategic waterway since tensions escalated in the Gulf region. Iran had closed the strait following the outbreak of conflict with the US and Israel. The route handles about 20% of global petroleum trade, making it vital for energy supplies. However, despite risks, Indian vessels have maintained strong activity. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar spoke to Iranian Foreign Minister Abbas Araghchi and Qatari Prime Minister Sheikh Mohammed bin Abdul Rahman bin Rasim Al Thani yesterday. They discussed the ongoing situation due to the conflict in West Asia. Dr. Jaishankar also held a phone conversation with UAE Foreign Minister Sheikh Abdullah bin Zayed Al Nahyan. Amid the ongoing war in West Asia, Air India has suspended its flights to Israel. An Air India official said the airline has suspended flights on the New Delhi-Tel Aviv route till 31st of May. Most of the leading airlines have suspended their operations on the Tel Aviv route, with only Israeli carriers operating under severe restrictions. The Indian mission in Tel Aviv has been assisting those looking to travel through various means. India has sent humanitarian aid and disaster relief materials to Afghanistan, which is currently facing a difficult situation due to recent floods and earthquakes. In a social media post, External Affairs Ministry said that the aid includes kitchen sets, hygiene kits, plastic sheets and other essential items. The ministry said that India stands in solidarity with the people of Afghanistan and remains fully committed to extending humanitarian assistance. US President Donald Trump has threatened to destroy Iran's power plants and bridges if it failed to meet his Tuesday deadline to reopen the Strait of Hormuz to all shipping. He repeated an earlier threat to unleash hell, but told US media there is a good chance of a deal being reached with Tehran. Iran has halted normal transport activity through the vital Strait of Hormuz, leading to skyrocketing global oil prices and fears of higher inflation around the world. Campaigning for assembly polls has intensified in 4 states and 1 union territory, with top leaders from all political parties holding rallies to woo the voters. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi will address 3 election rallies in Assam today. He is scheduled to subsequently address rallies at Hojai and later in Dibrugarh, covering key regions of the state in a single day. In IPL cricket, Royal Challengers Bengaluru defeated Chennai Super Kings by 43 runs in a high-scoring match at M. Chinnaswamy Stadium in Bengaluru last night. In today's fixture, Kolkata Knight Riders will face Punjab Kings at Eden Gardens in Kolkata at 7:30 p.m. Indian wrestlers will begin their campaign at Asian Wrestling Championships 2026 in Bishkek today, with Olympic medalist Aman Sehrawat spearheading India's 30-member squad. India enters the continental meet with a mix of experienced and young wrestlers aiming to improve on last year's 10-medal haul. Aman, competing in the 61 kg category, is among India's top medal hopes, alongside Ankush in 57 kg category and under-23 world champion Sujit Kalkal in 65 kg category. Sunil Kumar will lead the Greco-Roman team in the 87 kg division. The women's team is in transition, with Meenakshi Goyal replacing Antim Panghal, while Manisha Bhanwala moves to the 57 kg category. And that is the end of this news bulletin.